Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Today we're going to talk about an emerging event, an emerging story out of the United Nations.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about it. Well, we had originally decided we were going to talk about it because one of the people that we met in our trip to the Philippines, Mandy Sanguera, mm-hmm. Is actually involved in this case in a in some way, because she was actually working with some of the victims of the harassment case in the United Nations.
Right. It was an interesting juxtaposition because we were in the Philippines and we met this wonderful woman who lives in New York, mm-hmm. works at the United Nations, mm-hmm. or works with the United Nations, and was telling us about this emerging story that right. we might hear about someday. Mm-hmm. Okay, but she was involved directly with one of the victims, as you say, and she was talking about this story, and suddenly two days later, mm-hmm. she said, "Hey, I just got a call.
It's about to hit."
And it's about to hit. And what Mandy is an advocate for victims of women and children
right.
who have been victims of various kinds of abuse.
Right. That's she refers to it as harmful practices.
And the word, we discussed that at some length,
right.
the vocabulary that she uses. And she calls these harmful practices mm-hmm. against women, against children around the world. Mm-hmm. And we discussed that concept of harmful practices because it puts it in a broader context
right.
In a more accurate context.
Well, and it's not just women and children.
Right.
For example, some of the individuals in this case were adult men.
Young adult men.
Mm-hmm. But she is a she is a strong advocate for anyone who is the victim of any type of abuse or wrongdoing of any sort.
Right. She's passionate about people of power exploiting mm-hmm. others
right.
who don't have power. Right. That's what she's most passionate about, and what her recurring theme is: let's stop sugarcoating this. Let's stop tolerating it. Let's call it exactly what it is.
Right.
And that's why she came up with this term, harmful practices.
Right. And now our interview with her will be posted tomorrow. It'll go out on Saturday, the 11th. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to talk briefly, and not that this is certainly not a political podcast, but we're going to talk about it in terms of the what we're really coming to realize, and we talked about this right. in the Philippines a lot, the idea that a lot of these harmful practices and issues are present everywhere. We tend to think of when we think of various forms of mutilation or genocide or some of those kind of things, we think of mm-hmm. areas in the outskirts in Africa, in the Middle East, and some of these right. other places. But some of these abuses happen in New York, in the United States, in the United Kingdom.
Right. And what Mandy reminded us of, all of us who were there, and mm-hmm. we had several discussions about this, I'll explain more in a second. What she reminded us of is that this is so common,
mm-hmm.
and we are turning a blind eye to it.
Right.
We can go to Penn State, with athletes, the Olympic doctor
mm-hmm.
who was
mm-hmm.
Abusing those young girls. So we have Olympic athletes. We have the church, not just the Catholic Church.
Right.
There was another
right.
minister who resigned yesterday from Illinois because of we have the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes across ages, across classes,
right.
across cultures, across countries. And what Mandy and others like her are passionate about is the tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of have other names for mm-hmm. it, and we tolerate it, and we go through these legal wranglings about, was it really abuse? And she said, no, these are harmful practices
right.
that need to stop. And they go
right.
across cultures, and they across countries, and across genders.
And across demographics of
right.
financial demographics, economic, social.
And at the conference, Dean Wilkinson talked about the abuse of older prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
That these men who have spent a lifetime in prisons suddenly get to old age where they become weaker, less mobile, maybe some dementia sets in, and they become targets for the younger prisoners.
Right.
And who would have? I'd never thought about that before.
Right.
The plight
makes
of older,
sense, but
but the plight of older prisoners, because then they become targets of abuse, and so it really does occur everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandy reminded us of that. This is just a particular example that she happens to be personally involved in because she worked with one of his victims.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She works with a lot of when she refers to. Harmful practices, it's a very broad sense.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, we have and I think one of the things that Mandy is most distressed about, and we tried to arrange to get her on the phone so we could actually talk with her briefly about this, and it just didn't work out because she was flying to
Cyprus. She's traveling. She's going to Cyprus. She was in the UK from the Philippines to New York to Cyprus and someplace else. And she didn't know whether she was going to have to go to New York.
But what seems to be the biggest distress for her is the fact that they had been investigating this case for over a year.
14 months, right.
And before anything was said or anything done. And still he is, you know, he's suspended with pay right now.
Yeah.
And so it's remarkable to me, and it does harken back, you mentioned Me Too, it reminds me and takes me back to, you know, these cases where, you know, individuals are accused of things, and it's sort of like we're very hesitant to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to have this very bipolar response to things. Either it's a knee jerk, and it's, you know, I think of Al Franken.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he has to resign right now. It's done. We have to move it. And then you have these other cases where it's like it's drawn out over a long period of time, and nothing is really done. And then there's suspension with pay and.
Well, the Bill Cosby or the Weinstein,
mm-hmm.
Now the Weinstein case is going to, because he's wealthy, he can hire attorneys, and they can drag this case out for years, and the strategy is eventually it'll cool off, and they'll get a better deal, okay? I don't know about the Cosby case because I haven't been following it, but it's been in the news for a long time, where other cases like Franken, in a couple of days, he was gone, and he was I think he was a positive attribute in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was doing good work. But with a single accusation or two, he's out in a couple of days.
Right.
So you're right. We either have, I hate to talk about the Catholic Church, but it was tolerated for generations.
Right.
You know, the
right.
abuse was tolerated for generations. And the church is still dealing with the fallout from those years of abuse.
Right.
I went to a Catholic college, something that we talked about frequently.
Yeah.
But it was tolerated.
Yeah.
And nobody had a voice. You wouldn't dare say anything about it.
Right. And so again, we're mentioning it not to politicize or to turn this into a political discussion, but to say, you know, be mindful, be aware that these harmful practices happen everywhere.
I think that's the best part of this, is that for a while the Catholic Church was singled out as though that was the only place it was occurring. And I think what we've learned in the last 5 years is that this is ubiquitous. It happens everywhere. And it is tolerated everywhere.
Right.
And the tolerance has to stop.
Right.
It is occurring everywhere, and we have to stop tolerating these practices.
Right. It's remarkable to me, and Mandy and I think you were there too, we had this discussion about abuse in children, abusing children, and especially abusing daughters, young girls, sexual abuse and things like that. The prevalence of it is mind-boggling.
It is.
To think about how frequently those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear of anything, if you know of anything, if you see anything, it is imperative that we investigate, that we speak up, that we say something, because we have to put these harmful practices to an end.
One of the struggles that Mandy discussed in our numerous conversations that we had was the problem with arranged marriages around the world. And some of these girls are very, very young. I mean, 10 years old, 11 years old, and they're forced into marriages by their families. She calls that, on an arranged marriage, she calls that a harmful practice.
Right.
And it's time that, let's stop hiding. I remember one of the things she said is, let's stop hiding behind culture. This is not a cultural thing.
Right.
This is abuse. Yeah. This is abuse of young, helpless children. And let's stop tolerating them as cultural practices.
Yeah.
You know, we used to stone people to death. That was a cultural practice, you know. Yeah. We stopped doing that. So let's not tolerate it because it's a cultural or religious practice. It's a harmful practice, not a religious practice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, but you will hear more about what Mandy does, her work does. That's weird. What she does with her work, and you know, some links to follow her and all that she's doing. Mm-hmm. In the podcast that we'll be posting tomorrow.
It was truly a kind of a pleasure, but an honor meeting somebody who works this closely in this area.
Yeah.
You know, wonder who these people are who keep these issues alive, and to meet one and to be able to spend time with her was a privilege.
And we're working with her to link up with some other people who do some similar work around the world. So we can do some more interviews with them. So looking forward to all of that. So.
Right. Yeah, to keep this going, keep this movement alive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that is it for today, then.
Today's
Friday.
What's the date?
The 10th.
August 10th. Okay. Yeah.
So
we're still working with days and times. It's not jet lag, I'm convinced.
I don't think so.
No. I think you get tired because we worked hard, we traveled a lot, and a little bit of sleep disruption, but... it does take a little time to get back, to get your sea legs back.
Absolutely. You
know, so anyway, but it was a wonderful experience there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was. Okay. Can't wait. All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychRidge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening, have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.